It's Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was way back in 1776.
He went to town again in 1812.
1861.
1898.
1917.
Will Yankee Doodle go to town today, 1942? Your Yankee Doodle neighbor. The answer is up to you. Somewhere in your neighborhood, very likely in your block, there's a house not much different from your own. In front of that house is a sign that says, Air Raid Warden. Well, the story that we bring you is the story of the guy in your block who lives behind that sign.
Well, I don't know, Margie. I just think a guy like myself ought to do what he can.
But, Jim...
Oh, that bomb-dropping business in Hawaii was no picnic. It just stands to reason that we can expect more things like that.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm healthy. There's no reason why I should sit around and wait for things to happen just because I'm married and a little older than the next fella. I just wouldn't feel right inside. So if you think it's okay, I'd like to go down to that civilian defense outfit to see if they can find anything for me to do.
You see, nothing extraordinary. Nice, sincere, honest sort of a fella. You and I know hundreds of them. He felt like maybe he ought to help. So next day, he went down to the civilian defense headquarters in his town, and they looked him over, and they gave him a form to fill out. Questions about any special qualifications he might have, like, was he an electrician or a carpenter? Was he ever a policeman? Things like that. And he turned it in to somebody who said,
Thanks very much. We've got quite a few of these in, and we're going through them as fast as we can. We'll get in touch with you.
Then this guy in your block went home. He went about his business, wishing they'd hurry up and give him a job to do. He knew they needed help, and he'd volunteered his services. And then, one day, sooner than he expected, a letter came.
Dear sir, could you call at the local defense council for an assignment of duty with the Citizens Defense Corps?
Of course you understand that there are a number of courses you'll need to take.
Oh, I expected that.
There's a 10-hour practical course in first aid that'll be conducted by the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be lectures and drill arranged by the fire department to train you in fighting incendiary bombs and in protection against gas.
Yes, I understand.
Then there's a special course in making out, forwarding, and recording reports arranged by the chief warden. Now, those courses will be given at night. Will you be able to take them?
Oh, I think I can manage all right.
So our friend's going to be a warden. That guy on your block stuck to his duty and went to his classes.
Following the air raid warning, one warden remains at the post to receive and forward messages. The others patrol the sector. Now on patrol, your first duty is to clear the streets. People should be told to go to their homes. Or if they can't reach them in 5 minutes, they should be directed to one of the shelter positions in your sector. Now you must see the driver.
Air raid wardens receive 5 hours of general instruction, 5 hours of gas defense, 3 hours of fire defense, and 10 hours of first aid. While you were playing cards or enjoying a movie at your neighborhood theater, that guy in your block was learning exactly what to do in a blackout, just in case. When you were having yourself a swell time at the bowling alley, that guy in your block was learning how to administer first aid to you, just in case it might really be necessary sometime. And that night you were buried in your easy chair reading a good detective story, he was devoting his time to taking instruction on the protection of civilians during a gas attack.
Now, dear, don't misunderstand me. I think it's just fine of you to give up your time and everything, but you know that we've always taken the children to the movies on Friday night.
Well, darling,
tonight... And tonight it's Gary Cooper. Every other night in the week you work on this air raid warden business.
Sure. His wife is human, just like yours. And you yourself are. But that guy on your block, while you and your family did get to see Gary Cooper, he went to a class to hear an instructor lecture on incendiary bombs and gas bombs, too. War gas. So he'd know to sound the gas alarm immediately, to keep you inside, to identify the type of gas accurately, and to report it.
About reports, gentlemen. Whenever possible, make your report by telephone. However, the lines may be broken, so it's highly desirable to have messengers available. It is essential that the reports you write be clear and concise. Always give the number of your own post first, then give the details. I've noted the general form to follow on the blackboard. Commence with the words "air."
And finally, our friend, thanks to hours of hard work that deprived him of days of leisure time, learned what to do for you if you are bombed or gassed, how to treat you if you're hurt, and he became a full-fledged air raid warden. Do you think that settled it? No. Do you think that now all he had to do was to put up a sign, glory in it, and run around blowing a whistle when the blackouts were on? No. Don't kid yourself. You probably know from a visit made to your house, those courses were just a starter.
Meet every family on your beat. Find out who they are, when they're away from home, where they work. Find out who is ill or handicapped, who has small children.
The aged, infirm, and all children under 5 years of age should be listed and arrangements made to provide them with help if necessary.
Encourage your neighbors to show you their bomb refuge room. Make suggestions for fitting it up. Warn them about combustible stores in the attic or garret. Learn where the gas and electric shutoff switches are.
Point out a good shelter in your neighborhood should anyone be caught outdoors during a raid. Answer all questions cheerfully and promptly.
From house to house, up one side of the street, down the other. Not because he was paid for it. Not because he got something out of it, but only because he wanted to help. It wasn't easy. The job had to be done, in spite of every inconvenience.
Well, Mrs. Dawson, my wife's still pretty sick and has a practice blackout tonight. Could you come over here and stay with her while I'm on duty?
Why, I'll be glad to.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, Margie, Mrs. Dawson's coming over. Hello.
Hello, Jim. How about a friendly little game? 4 or 5 of us, 3-cent limit. Bill's gonna be there. He's a card. There'll be plenty of...
I'm sorry, Ed. On duty tonight. Some other night, huh? Won't be very late, dear. I'll be in about... Hello.
Hello. This is Mrs. Jones. I'm just dying for you to come over and see what my husband's done for the blackout room in our cellar. We want you to come over tonight and peek. Now, I won't take no for an answer. And do bring that charming little wife of yours and that darling baby. Goodbye now.
What can a guy do?
Sometimes he was actually discouraged by you very people he was trying to help.
Ah, what are you wasting your time for? There ain't gonna be no bombs falling. How are they gonna get here? Why, before they get over, our boys will have them spotted a mile off.
Sometimes he listened to people who said,
"Oh, sir, I have absolutely no intention of putting myself to the trouble or expense of this so-called blacking out. I know my rights, and I'm gonna stick to them."
And then there are the good people, maybe like yourself, who just...
Couldn't get around to it. But I swear I'm going downtown next Saturday afternoon to get myself those blackout curtains for sure. I've been aiming to do it. I intended to do it all along. And I will for sure. Don't worry about that. It's just that I haven't had...
And that guy on your block, he takes this. Not because he has to. Not because he gets paid for it. Not because there's anything in it for him. But only because he wants to help. And so, 7 days a week for the duration, you can count on the guy in your block who lives behind the sign that says Air Raid Warden. He asks nothing for himself. but we're not as hesitant. So we are going to ask it for him. The one thing that can make his task easier, your life safer. Only this simple request. Cooperation. If he suggests that you clear your attic, clear it. If he asks whether your garden hose can reach to the roof of your house, find out. And if he asks you to make sure that your blackout is black, make sure. For he's doing this not for himself, but for our community. For our country. And late some night, when those test blackout alarms go off, and you're inside your house, cuddled up in bed, comfortable and serene, think of that guy whose footsteps you hear out on the street, who's making the rounds armed only with whistle and flashlight. Think of what he means to you and yours, and do at least the least you can do. Resolve to help him in every way you can. And remember your resolve. Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was way back in 1776.
He went to town again in 1812.
1861.
1898.
1917.
Will Yankee Doodle go to town today, 1942? Your Yankee Doodle, neighbor. The answer is up to you.